and we have Deborah Tavares here. And Deborah, you have lots of information to share with us today. What's up?
Well, I do. I have some big information in the sense that we have whistleblowers about the fires in Paradise, the town of Paradise. People have been going around the burn areas and filming and seeing that some of the houses that survived have melted smart meters, and the house is intact. So we're going to be posting a whistleblowing evidence section on stopthecrime.net, where we can facilitate the collection of people's efforts to bring the truth forward. We literally are now the investigators, the boots on the ground, to spread the truth and take the pictures and the photographs before the areas are sanitized.
Let me ask you the pointed question legally. What you're saying is melted smart meters mean that a lot of these homes were set on fire by the smart grid system, which caused not only the power lines were down because of the winds there, but also smart grid itself generates sparks that can set up chaparral and other fire accelerants to start a fire going or exploding, right?
Well, that seems to be a component in this diabolical plot.
Saskatchewan outlawed smart grid because of that. Did you know the provinces of Saskatchewan and Canada didn't have the legal things, or the lobbyists, like in Washington, D.C., we call the District of Criminals, to block it? But the fact is that smart grid itself is a fire accelerant, and it can burn the wires inside a building or damage electronic equipment, but it can actually start fires on power lines, etc.
It is a directed energy weapon, and that's what we're talking about on many levels in a variety of directed energy weapon systems. I want to talk about something else very important. I have been talking about the email that we intercepted and that was broadcast in the YouTube plan to burn up Northern California. The email, again, was between Pacific Gas and Electric and the California Public Utility Commission, both run by Rothschild.
Right.
So I'm only going to read one sentence out of that email. And again, this is dated August the 22nd of 2011. You can find this email on stopthecrime.net in its entirety under Hot Topics.
Right.
So the email that was dated August 22nd, 2011, from Brian Cherry from PG&E said this, and we're going to break down what this says.
Right.
He's writing this to the California Public Utility Commission, and he says, PG&E, we are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert to Sebastopol, both locations apparently in California.
Right.
So let's talk about what has transpired and what we know. There's a corporation called Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N. It is and was retained by Pacific Gas and Electric. It is a corporation that has created directed energy satellites to provide California power and weather. And this is absolutely crucial for everyone to understand that PG&E contracted Solaren Corp to weaponize the commercial space-based solar power satellite. And here's what Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N Corp. It's based in Manhattan Beach, California. That's in Southern California. And they hold two patents for transmitting microwave-directed energy from space to pinpoint locations on Earth. Under one of the patents, U.S. 761228-4B2, a solar-powered satellite will generate a powerful microwave radio frequency beam focused on an array of collector antennas where it will be transformed to electrical power supplied to Pacific Gas and Electric. Under patent U.S. 20110204159A1, a solar-powered satellite will generate a powerful microwave frequency beam to control the weather by heating deployments of aluminum oxide or other conductive particulates sprayed from the aircraft. The patent describes methods of steering, changing, and intensifying of a hurricane. Back in April 16th, also of 2009, The Guardian had reported that a California solar energy firm, Solaren, plans to construct orbiting solar farms that will harvest electricity in space. Each farm would set a solar panel in outer space that would beam enough clean energy back to Earth to power a 500,000 homes. Solaren's specific plans, and they list a patent, are to put an array of solar panels around 22,000 miles above the Earth's equator using existing rocket technology, and then convert the power generated into microwave radio frequency transmission. The microwaves would be beamed back down to antennas in Fresno, California, and then converted into electricity and fed in to Pacific Gas and Electric Power Grid. So they also...
Let me raise a couple of issues that are going to happen for that. First off, these are put at 22,000 miles because they're put out beyond the first layer of the Van Allen radiation belt that protects us from cosmic rays, X-rays, and background radiation in the galaxy. The second thing is, when you beam microwaves through the troposphere, there's a special layer at the upper troposphere, and what's showing up now is what's called a G4 layer. The G4 layer is the Earth trying to protect itself because the ozone layer is disappearing. The magnetic field of the Earth is weakening, the oxygen concentration is dropping, but the background amount of ultraviolet light and so on that can activate it is still plenty. In fact, more than plenty. So the amount of ultraviolet B, C, and D light, A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D will go right through a building. And that includes X-rays and cosmic rays. When you fly at night, for example, you're exposed to cosmic rays, and X-rays is considerably more if you're a pilot or an airline steward or a person traveling on an airliner. Now, if you start punching holes through the upper troposphere in this magnetic field, you're going to steer weather systems around it, number one. You're going to, secondly, cause a disturbance in the normal flow patterns. It's like tapping a stream and putting a great big rock in the middle of the stream. It's going to flow around it, so it's going to change world weather patterns. It's going to change the normal cycles that regulate weather in the northern and southern hemispheres, so you're going to get more of what's called polar inversion. So you'll get hot spells in the middle of winter and cold spells in the summer. You have the seasons all mixed up, which is already happening because of things happening in the sun. But the real grave danger is if you happen to fly through one of these radiation zones where the microwaves are being pumped down from space, you're going to get fried. You know, as an airplane alien passes through this radiation zone, they're going to get cooked, aren't they?
Well, we're certainly seeing areas in California getting fried with weaponized fire warfare.
Well,
I want to get into this because
my military contact told me there were so many DEW or direct energy weapon drones flying over Northern California, not only this year but last year, that they couldn't get the actual helicopters to drop fire retardants. Which, by the way, they don't use nanoparticle carbon; they use extremely toxic fire retardants that destroy the land and destroy the water and the soil, and when you go back there, the place is toxic as hell.
I actually heard a sheriff talk about that inability to get active fire assistance over Redding, California, when it was ablaze.
Too many drones. And these drones are, by the way, controlled.
But Dr. Bill,
yeah.
I need to talk about what the firefighters and the whistleblowers on the ground had to say.
Right.
Here's what's happened with the firefighting teams, CAL FIRE. Now, this is not to say anything against the firefighters. They're taking orders from higher up. But over the years, they have been conditioned into understanding that the firefighting teams no longer want to put the firefighters in harm's way. When we get to the other side of the break, we're going to continue with how they have psyoped the firefighters and how they have sidestepped so that they can get away with mass murder, devastation, and planned weaponized weather assault.
Wow. Nasty, eh?
To the hilt.
Drunk. So we are in the killing fields, aren't we? And, of course, this plan is a global plan. I saw a document, I think Lou sent it to me, that you sent over about how much of the population is actually agreeing with global climate change and policy that deals with every agency in America, the United Nations, and so on. It's freaking unbelievable how dumb Americans and Europeans and Canadians and other in the Western world are dealing with this.
And psyops with propaganda, but I want to get into completing the conversation about the firefighters and the whistleblowing aspect of what we were told. This will be up on stopthecrime.net. We will run some visual readable feed along with this as well.
Right.
But some of the aspects of what the firefighters have been slowly and incrementally immersed in, the idea that they don't want to put the fire teams in harm's way. So that's how they're describing the need to stand down. So they have stand down operations where literally they're standing down. The fire is burning and they're not responding. We were also told that the parameter of the Tubbs fire, which was the October 2017 fire that was the Santa Rosa fire, the containment lines were actually really literally hundreds and hundreds of acres larger than the containment lines that stopped after it burned out 1,500 homes in Coffee Park. They were actually going to let it burn all the way to the Russian River. That's very, very close to the area of Bohemian Grove. But that was stopped. They have also been told now to evacuate entire towns. Never in the past have firefighters generally ever vacated fire entire towns. The reason that they're understanding that the burns are bigger is that there are larger amounts of money pumped into the area for aid, so that the money can be misused and abused. That is one of the reasons why the fires are allowed to become so huge. Also, the strike teams are held down. They're not able to fight as they would. They can't because there's accelerant now in the contaminants that are all there to create larger combustible material out of what
you're talking about in the atmosphere, like aluminum, right?
The aluminum oxide, which is an accelerant. And a couple of days before the fires started here in Northern California, which started actually on November the 8th of 2018, that's the one that has annihilated the town of Paradise. We were filming an intro to a YouTube that we have up, and I would recommend everybody take a look at that intro to the YouTube, because we were extremely heavily chemtrailed when we were filming it. The YouTube is an important YouTube that everyone should watch anyway, but I want you to keep in mind that was only about 36 hours before we were hit with these unbelievable fires. The name of the YouTube is Earthquakes Geysers Exploited by Drilling. Go to stopthecrime.net. It's one of our latest YouTubes. It's one of the world's largest geothermal plant in California. It's in California, and it's only 45 miles from Bohemian Grove.
Right.
It's a diabolical operation run by Pacific Gas and Electric originally, and you'll hear about that again, Earthquakes Geysers Exploited by Drilling. Take a look at that YouTube. Take a look at the guys.
Now, this fits in with almost 40 visits from the ICLEI, the United Nations ICLEI and Resilient Cities Projects, with Barack Obama during his 8 years in government, because they plan on getting rid of much of the U.S. population. They either leave the country or they die. So by 2025, which is only 6 years away, they plan on having only 65 million Americans in 12 super resilient cities with apartments below 324 square feet. In the central United States, no rural area, no coastal population at all. I mean, you have to understand what these people are planning. What they're planning is global genocide to the tune of, in here, America, 86% population in various other countries. Believe it or not,
it's a new social experiment is what it is. And I'm going to share more conversation on another show about how we see that advanced in Cuba. But right now I want to talk about a new beer, that B-E-E-R, we're talking about beer, that was released during the fires. And this is diabolical, it's inebriating, and we hardly need to celebrate fires that burned out the town by beer. So let's talk about that quickly.
What do you mean they announced the beer at the same time as the fire? Is there some kind of connection between the name of the beer?
I'm going to explain.
Yeah.
It's released by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company to brew Resilience IPA for Camp Fire Relief.
You're kidding.
Relief. No, and this was, the press release on this beer was dated November the 16th, 2018, while the fires were still burning, people were still dying, and they're still searching for bodies as we speak today. So what is this? Okay, so Sierra Nevada Resilience, Butte County Proud IPA, brewed to support those impacted by the Camp Fire. So, again, this beer is going on the market. I would not buy it. I would not consume it. This is diabolical to become inebriated over people's loss of lives and homes and to celebrate a weapons attack by Pacific Gas and Electric and by the powers that be that are using directed energy weapons in all forms. Directed energy weapons are not just lasers. It's weather, it is frequencies, it's the whole cadre of technology that is being used. Now I'm going to read a quote. This is very important. We blasted this out on stopthecrime.net. You can go to our email blast. If you go to stopthecrime.net, you can find the link for email blast at the top of the page. And here's a quote, and this is very, very, very important. This was a quote by the United States Secretary of Defense, William S. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, April of 1997. And he said this, "Others are engaging even in an eco-type terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves." So Secretary Cohen made this statement at a conference on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and U.S. strategy in his official capacity as the U.S. Secretary of Defense. Thus, this can be taken as an official position of the United States, which it can, because when you listen to the YouTube we have up, Coastlines Under Attack, you know that all branches in this entire country are part of this. Goes on to say further, Cohen used the word are. He did not use the word could, might, or maybe, or sometime. He used the word are. And he further added, it's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. And we'll finish this on the other side of this break, but he said, the United States Secretary of Defense says that the earth and the sky have been turned into weapons and that they're being used in present time. And you have to believe the statement. He made it back in 1997, and we're going to talk about it.
And welcome back. And by the way, another name for Earth is called Terra. And so I thought up a name, Joe, on the break. I thought, we got to think of some name that combines all these technologies. Water shortages, toxic food, pesticides, fire accelerants, dew, direct energy weapons. It's called Terracide. Terracide. In other words, they're killing our planet, our home. That's what they're doing. And they want to kill us. In fact, if they succeed, probably they'll reduce the population, like Ted Turner and others have said, 85% to 95%, which means they don't want us around in 5 or 6 years. We're not talking about decades away or centuries away. We're talking about soon, don't we?
Well, it's not even soon. It's now.
Some of it is happening now. What I'm talking about, the culmination is soon, but it is happening now. Like this terror that happened in Northern California is a direct, multi-pronged attack against the population, and we've completely wiped out 14,000 homes just in Paradise and around that area. And the number dead, I know they keep on playing with the numbers. I think it's over 1,000.
Well, we'll find out, because they have the dog sniffing teams in there trying to go through what's available for them to smell, given the fact that it was we were rained on over the last few days.
Right.
But I really do want to talk about a report that came out, and it was a declaration of war on the front page of our newspaper here in Santa Rosa on Saturday. And it is a declaration of war in the sense that they're talking about increased climate change in the United States, absolutely decimating the economy in this country. It was 13 government agencies reporting, and it was the entire U.S. government confirming that fires will be 3 to 6 times bigger and more destructive than before, and we will need to be adaptable or we will perish. They talk about drying forests, increased and reduced water supplies. All of these realities will become more deadly.
Right.
Communities that are built in the wildlands will perish. They must relocate. Increased warming and heat events. People will be dying because of increased heat. This is in this new government report.
Right.
And they say how much, and what is really interesting, and just a sidebar, I was looking at the climate action plan for Butte County in the town of Paradise. The town of Paradise that burned up here in Northern California was in the county of Butte, B-U-T-T-E, Butte County.
Right.
And I looked at their climate action plan, and it said that they would have fires and water shortages, flooding, contamination. And their city signed them on to agree to all of these climate conditions, and they got them. These climate action plans, as I have said multiple times, tell everybody where you're living what kind of weaponized weather assault you are going to be confronted with, because your city has agreed and you're getting it. Those kinds of assaults are in your documents, approved by your cities. Call up your city, get your climate action plan or your resilient plan, and find out the enormity of what they have signed us on to. They have agreed, because this is all controlled, weaponized targeting. This is not climate.
In other words, there's a political connection to this as well as a corporate. And
yes,
it's all not going to happen. It's already happened.
It's happening.
It's a past thing.
All the cities, all the governments, your mayors are involved. Your mayors are involved up to their eyebrows with all of this. They're conscripting mayors across the country and across the globe to start bringing in local required adaptation to reduce climate change. Now, in the Butte County Climate Action Plan, it said no matter how aggressive Butte County becomes with reducing their greenhouse gas emissions and CO2 emissions, they will not be able to stop climate change. That was in and is in the Butte County Climate Action Plan.
Right.
So I want to continue with the overall arching contents of this report. We've talked about this in many ways over the past number of years. But again, the increased warming, they talk about sea level rise by 8 feet by the year 2100. Coastal communities will disappear. They say that this should be terrifying to most people, that people will have to migrate inland. Now, we have a YouTube up called Coastlines Under Attack, a storm surge artificially created. Just as the weather has been created, so has storm surge. They're exacerbating natural elements of this planet with abilities to weaponize and increase the consequences of what normally was a natural occurrence by nature. They also talk about, in this report, several forms of climate impact, which will be required. We're going to all have to build stronger, and we're going to have to understand that resilience is going to require revamping of current systems. And they also talk about we'll just have to accept the fact that much of what we will lose will be because it's unadaptable. And we're going to have to become accustomed to loss, massive loss, because it is unadaptable to climate assaults and weaponized weather
events. Well, the biggest thing that's going to happen here is the amount of arable land is going to decrease dramatically, so food shortages worldwide. The amount of food that we do get will be weaponized with genetic modification, even grown inside or whatever, and genetically modified, like they might have genetically modified meat. integrating.
All that is absolutely true, and I'm going to.
It's all side arms, you call, of the octopus of Terracide to kill us.
Yes,
it's to kill us
right.
And to kill our planet. These are all side aspects, and you cover it all on your website. Stop the Crime. It's not just one aspect. You cover everything, don't you?
Well, we have been working on that, but I want to continue with what the highlights of this new climate report are revealing.
Right.
It is fully backed by all levels of government, including the CEO of...
And by the way, both parties, by the way.
And it is.
Don't assume that because of the taking off regulations that Donald Trump and the GOP or the progressives or the left or the right, even the Democratic Party, everybody in every country is on side with this. Canada,
so
Europe,
what we're
Australia.
Talking about here, Dr. Bill, is absolutely massive global disruption on every level of everything any and all of us have ever known.
Right.
They're telling us in this report that the level of climate change will be dependent upon how fast we get off of fossil fuels, which, of course, our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs or plant material.
Right.
So it's disinformation to the core. So they're saying that we must get off of fossil fuels and coal. A very good YouTube to watch is Origins of Oil. For those of you that want to share information about the truth of petroleum, share the very short YouTube, Origins of Oil. They also go on to say how we must use natural gas. So where we're going is the World Bank is financing global geothermal operations. They're hiring people for a salary between $25,000 and $100,000 to be geothermal plant operators. They know that the geothermal operation has a high risk factor, not only that they may not get the boreholes necessary to perform with the required conversion to electricity, but also the fact that the entire drilling process is hazardous and causes earthquakes. That's why I recommend everybody right now, please listen to the YouTube Earthquakes, Geysers Exploited by Drilling, so that you understand what I'm talking about. And you're going on a tour during that YouTube of a geothermal plant, the world's largest geothermal plant. You get to go on a tour by watching that YouTube. When we get back from the break, I'll continue more about this climate report.
Amazing. They don't want you to change their worldview.
So I'll finish up with that report, the newly released report.
Deborah, you're a master at presenting documents and facts. The problem is we want to get spirit words to these people. We pray for them. Because once their worldview changes, and then do they have to go through pain? Maybe. Maybe a lot of people have to go through some environmental pain, like being shoved out of their home like all these people if they survived. Or massive increases in the cost of food because of food shortages worldwide. Or health problems caused by eating toxic food created by these maniacs. So what you have to understand is what's going on here is a plan to reduce the human race and to we call terracide, to destroy the planet Earth and its biosphere. This is very, very evil, isn't it?
Well, it is a genocide, ecocide, as you said, Dr. Bill. And when you look at their new climate report and you really pay attention to what they're saying and you stack it up with the climate action plans that have been improved, every one of you that is listening, I don't care where in the world you are, these plans have been approved in your city for you. Your cities have done this. Your mayors, your city councils, all departments, they are all conscripted to roll out the adoption of an artificially created illusion of climate change. That is, in fact, weather weapons. I would refer everybody to a document we have on StopTheCrime.net. It is entitled CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. Again, CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. You will understand the water reductions. You will understand the suffocation. You will understand the acidification of what is being absolutely created in our oceans. Everything. It is ecocide, Dr. Bill, just as you said, on every level. So now what is this report telling us that was just released? That the UN, that the United States has not been reducing enough greenhouse gas emissions. We have not cut our use of fossil fuels or coal. We've got to use natural gas. And that, of course, they're also saying that the geothermal operations will surpass the inability of wind and solar, because wind and solar are not reliable, obviously, because the weather is controlled. So they're going to start selling now the intense corruption of boreholes through the geothermal operation.
Did you know they did a geothermal operation just north of Portland at the major volcano there, just north of the city? And what people don't realize when they did that, they triggered off a hell of a lot of earthquakes. So they stopped it right away and said, oh, because they were pumping down water into the volcanic cone, and they actually created major earthquakes, and they realized, ooh, maybe this is a bad idea.
No, so they're actually looking at that as being a good idea. In fact, Rothschild's behind much of all.
Well, I know they are, but the thing is that what I heard a few years, in the last few years, is they did it, and the local authorities got freaked out by the fact it triggered off earthquakes.
Well, everybody needs to listen to earthquakes, geysers exploited by drilling, and that's one of the locations that they're going to continue to exploit, by the way,
in
Oregon. Much of what the exploiting will be on is in the Ring of Fire, because that's where you generate that type of molten ability to generate the vapor that then is then turned into electricity.
Right.
But the report goes on to say that the United States must accelerate the reduction and reliance of fossil fuels. Again, fossils, none of our fuel ever came from fossils, and coal. That we must immediately and hastily move into electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles. We must immediately change our transportation. We have to accelerate how we heat our homes, all the appliances that we use. We must change immediately. This is a creation of an entire new market by the global moneyed few people that control the money of this planet. This is a complete new market change, massive disruption, and massive incarceration and further imprisonment of all of us. In Santa Rosa here in Northern California, they just ran an article that all the new rebuilds are going to be massively incentivized with money if they do not rebuild using any gas. They want the houses only with electricity. Now, we've been reporting on this for years. We have a tab on StopTheCrime.net called Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. Why did we know that? How did we know that? We read the climate action plan in Santa Rosa, California. In fact, about 6 or 7 years ago, I called small mom-and-pop electric and appliance stores in Santa Rosa, California, to ask them what were they going to do with their high-end gas appliances like Viking, etc., that are gas only, because of the new requirements that the city is bringing in. They told me they didn't believe that the city could ever do such a thing, that that would never happen. I said, well, you need to look at the plan. You are going to get stuck with inventory you are not going to be able to sell. And of course, that is the plan, to absolutely erode and create the inability for people to not survive in business. That is the plan as well. And that is all part of what we're seeing now. Certainly, we can see that gasoline for our cars is not going to be attainable because of the shift in the requirement for electric vehicles. And I can say to you, this is massive, it's diabolical, it's ecocide, and it's in full operation. And I want to go on to another document. It's a document entitled Weather Modification Operations in California. It was dated between October 1st of 1963 and September 30th of 1964. The document came out May of 1965. It is on StopTheCrime.net. It is bulletin number 16-64 from the Department of Water Resources. And what I want to tell everybody here is that this was, of course, when Edmund G. Brown was the governor. This would be Jerry Brown's father here in California. And it says this, Bulletin number 1664, Weather Modification Operations in California, October 1st, 1963 to September 30th of 64, reports upon project operations conducted during this period by agencies licensed by the state. This is the letter of a series of similar reports that have been published periodically since 1955. So weather modification has been a long time. There is no news that the global weather now is fully controlled when you look at documents that tell you that this is what has been planned. Who's some of the players in this? Pacific Gas and Electric. On page 5 of this document, they have who they gave the licenses to. And Pacific Gas and Electric at 245 Market Street in San Francisco is one of the licensees that is an active weather modification purveyor during the period, again, of October 1963 through September of 1964. There are other purveyors as well, and they cite all of their applications as successful. So I'm saying we are being hit. We are being targeted. We have to harden up. We have to plan for power shutdowns. On the back page of the Press Democrat here in Northern California, Rothschild, Pacific Gas and Electric has a full page warning. It says PG&E's Community Wildfire Safety Program, safety alert. Why PG&E, which is Rothschild, might turn off power during extreme fire threats. And then they have a huge fire danger today, which shows different color coding for low, moderate, high, very high, and extreme. And they say to address the growing wildfire threat and as additional set of safety measures, Pacific Gas and Electric is partnering with our customers to create a plan of action before disaster strikes. Rothschild is creating the plan of disaster and now telling us they're going to turn the power off so that if you're in rural areas on wells, you can't access water. So right. Plan for backup generators, for ways in which to access your water by gravity flow. This is a plan to burn us up and out by Rothschild and Pacific Gas and Electric.
Yeah, they're the chaos masters, and their solution for the chaos is terricide and genocide, isn't it?
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. So everyone, yeah. Go to stopthecrime.net. We'll be posting YouTubes on a regular basis of the fire effects here in Northern California, beyond diabolical. And, of course, I know many of you that are listening are hit by different kinds of weather events. Be safe, all of you. Be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's happening now. It's not a future thing. It's happening today in our world. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bill.
Take care. Bye.